What's up, guys? It's your boy, Uncle Kyle from the Naturals Pod. Right now, if this is your first time watching us, join Natty Nation, hit that subscribe button. We're live every Monday at 5. See you there.
I'm glad that you only went with one button there on the unbuttoning the shirt.
What do you mean? Do you think this is too much?
That's what I'm saying. Are you ever like a non-button guy? Do you just walk around freely with just chest out?
No. That's too much. Confident? And I feel like there's some big men that feel like they can pull that look off. It's you gotta keep it up top.
I will say, though, you're not like super hairy on the chest wise, which is kind of nice, because I do feel bad for the dudes that get a lot of like chest hair back.
Yeah,
there.
If you have an insane Brillo pad growing in your chest and back, then that's horrible for you.
Oh, sorry. Just had to.
Also, if you button it all the way up to the neck, you look like a priest or a Nazi, and I don't want to look like either of those things. So,
I've done that sometimes. You think I look like a Nazi, dude?
Well, maybe not you specifically, but
I didn't know it was that aggressive.
Maybe not you specifically. You have a more friendly face. I've had people tell me that I look like a racist for no reason whatsoever, unprompted. Yeah, they told me that. True.
But I have had, I will say in defense, there was like one girl that I did have it buttoned up a bunch, and then she unbuttoned it for me, like kind of saying like, hey, have a little bit unbuttoned. And I'm like, okay. For me, this is weird. This is going to sound like OCD shit, but like if the shirt doesn't like land properly, with like the folds or the collar from the button. You know what I'm talking about?
If you unbutton it and it's kind of it looks as it's awkward.
Yeah, okay,
ruined. Yeah, you can't wear it that way. Cool, the shirt has to lay correctly.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yes. I'm glad I'm not alone on that. Yeah, just because it's like weird and I'm like, oh, I don't like how this looks. So I got to figure out the right button to unbutton ratio, you know?
Yeah. Also, if you're going anywhere except for Alaska and it's in the summer and you're wearing a shirt like this, don't button it all the way up. Minimum two. Yeah, that's vacation mode.
Yeah, vacation mode, yeah.
You got to let it hang out a little bit.
I mean,
just don't get too comfortable.
I would say live a little free sometimes and just no buttons. If you're at the beach, if you're like on the beach,
I'm thick and pasty, dude.
But then you get a little tan and you're not so pasty. You get the full experience, dude.
I've considered... We should and document it for the pod. I've considered doing the spray tanning because I feel like if you do it at a tasteful tint, it doesn't look that bad.
Dude, if you come in one day and you just are motherfucking spray tan and you look orange, I'm gonna lose my shit, dude.
Both of us should just do a bodybuilder tint head to toe so we look like bronze fucking statues. We're gonna do that for the 200th episode for sure. No, but I'm saying I do believe it exists where you can get, because a lot of people do that for, you know, their honeymoon or if they're going on a cruise or if they have a specific vacation where they want to have that motherfucking summery glow, you get a fake tan.
Did I tell you the story that I used to get so tan that one of the dad's daughters I was dating thought I was African-American?
Stop. That's not real. Stop.
It is real, dude.
In the comments right now, Derek, put up a still of your face, and you could pick any. You could take any selfie. Your face, well lit. What about Derek? It looks African American. Oh no! Put your face up, and then just spray tan it,
dude.
Like
I'm gonna
Julio
say, man,
Iglesias
I'm gonna be
level.
Roasting myself, but I do have like big lips.
No, leave that the fuck in. That is the funniest shit ever.
I used to get like kids used to talk shit about my lips, and they would imply, you know, it was bad. But like, I like my lips. I have nice lips.
What was the guy who was the coach of the Raiders for a little bit who got doxxed via email? And he,
oh yeah, John Gruden.
Please welcome to the Naturals Pod special guest John Gruden. You know him. You love him.
No.
He judges people based on the size of their lips.
Dude, of course not, but I'm just saying I've gotten that.
No. You do have some juicy lips. Like, yes, I'll give you that. You know?
I'm trying to be like...
No. Okay.
Bad when saying
I wouldn't say your lips make you look like a black person. I wouldn't make that leap, but I would say you do have bigger lips. I have small lips. These are white Irish German lips.
Yeah,
they're thin
and
minuscule.
Yeah. But no, I don't think... I thought it was crazy, too. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
That's
but I swear this was
insanely hilarious. Okay, so hold on. When did this happen? Was this a first date scenario or like take us through the scene?
We kind of just started like dating into the point where like, you know, you get to a point where you meet parents. How old were you? Or whatever. I think I was like 15 or 16.
Okay. So this is in high school. Can you drive at the time? Are you picking her up for the date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started dating at high school.
Yeah.
But you haven't gone official with the folks.
Yeah. Correct. But it's not, and it hasn't even been anything that serious, but
a little
like,
hand holding, little note passing, maybe a little kiss here and there. Yeah, innocent stuff.
Yeah. But I think the dad wanted to see what I look like. And back then it was like a picture, like it was a photograph. You don't show on your phone like we do nowadays where it's easy. Like, here's a picture. It was an actual photo.
You have that picture of you from the cruise with your shirt off.
I do.
I'd say you're pretty tan, tan in that photo. So I'd say put that one up.
Okay.
For the people, for reference, for Derek talking about how he looks like a black man.
I wish photo. I still had that photo though, because I did get pretty tan, dude, because I was at like Lake Tahoe a bunch. I was like pretty
tan. I'm going to use AI to cut a dark version of you, because I feel like you really need to sell this in order to make it land. Otherwise,
what if we AI me? I almost want to chat GPT that. What if we do that and see, and what if I turn out looking glorious?
AI,
dude,
will instantly what judge if you if you like say, please take this photo of me, but turn me into a
what's
black
like
man.
What's like a black guy everyone like loves, like an Usher, like, or like a Chris Brown? What if I look like Chris Brown level, dude, where all the women are like, oh, he looks good.
Yeah. I mean, you could get massive amount of if you could sing and dance like him too. Apparently he charges $1,000 a pop for the little special.
Yeah, I know. I remember hearing that, dude, and like boyfriends will just watch their girlfriends just do like some questionable
ladies,
things over.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
And letting you do that.
But if you're paying $1,000 to go to a Chris Brown meet and greet, if he said he wanted to fuck, you're fucking. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because if you're paying $1,000 to hug him and take a photo,
yeah,
you would definitely love it.
So
if you wanted to,
some dudes,
if your man wanna go, if he ain't, let me know. See if you can run it, run it.
And I'm
he's
beating
fucking,
Rihanna, because he beat her.
I mean, he's not a great guy. I never said he was a great guy. He's clearly making money off these women.
I know, dude. It is crazy, because that would be like, why, dude, can you imagine being the boyfriend that paid for the experience and then you're like, oh, Chris Brown's gonna fuck my girl? Why would you want to put your girl in that
he
situation
could.
And pay for
he
it
could.
Yeah, I know,
it's not so that he will, but he could. I wouldn't even let my girlfriend go to that shit. He has some kind of magic power. Nope,
he does.
You
why
don't
does
get
so
to try.
Women nope. love him, dude. It's crazy.
Women love that dancing shit,
yeah,
dude.
I guess so, dude.
John Travolta, Friday Night Boogie Nights, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, Usher is really
they
good at
love
dancing,
that shit.
So yeah, I guess they
so
do love
Brown.
That shit, dude, with R&B stuff too. Yes.
Okay. So anyways, you're getting back to telling us about this first intro to the parents' experience where they thought you were a
young
black
just
boy.
So he looked at the picture and then he like got, I guess he like got upset, man. It's the time he's like, he got upset about it.
What would
like,
you have to find the picture? Was your hair,
yeah, there's no shot,
was
I
your hair
anymore.
Like different, was it curly in the picture? Now I'm sounding racist. I mean, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
No, I think it was spiked. I spiked my hair at the time. Just
there isn't
hair,
a black person on the planet fucking Earth that spikes their hair unless there's somebody who watches Naruto.
This is an older dude as well, right? So he's not going to necessarily know what's
this in. Guy, Northern Nevada, he was itching to be racist. He was like, just give me the smallest excuse
and, like,
and I'm going to be
like,
racist.
I wasn't around, but she said he freaked out and stuff until she had to like tell him like, hey, he's just tan. But I'm like, what an asshole. Like, who cares?
So
if,
she's
regardless.
Giving you the play-by-play of like, ooh, I showed a picture of you to my dad and he thinks you're black and he's unhappy about it. So I don't know how you got to beating him from that, because at that point you're like, I'm in danger. Maybe I shouldn't go meet this guy because he seems angry.
No, then he saw me and he chilled on him, but I'm like, ooh, that's like that.
But no. You can't glaze over that. So you went over there and you know, like, oh, he
like shook his hand and shit. Yeah. And he was like, cool. He was fine. So like, I think
did
he
realized say,
like, white dude.
Okay. You're not black.
And then no, that would have been crazy. He didn't really say anything or acknowledge it, which kind of made it weird too. But he was like, he was already kind of still like, he was one of those dads where he's like, he gives you like, I'm going to fuck you up type look. And you're like, I get it.
I wouldn't want to have
it.
A daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
like,
I was
it,
a young
was
male in high school.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, there was some fucking going on.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. But no, it was just wild. I don't know why that came to me, but I remember that was
sweet
hilarious.
Derek,
yeah.
Sugar Lips, the producer. But that's so fucking hilarious. I love that's my new favorite thing ever. of all time. It's the greatest shit ever.
But I have gotten that good and bad that I have like big lips, but I think they're good, man.
I would say honestly, that's the thing is some people overdo it with the little enhancements, because I wouldn't mind having a slightly juicier lip. A little bit of a bigger lip. Dude, a little fuller of a lip. No, I'm not going to do it. Oh, no.
That was a dude. That would be
this
wild.
Is what God and my mama gave me, and I'm not getting anything else. But I'm just saying, if I could just like, I have juicy lips, I'd give myself some fat smackers. Why the fuck not? Why not?
Yeah. But that shit was hella funny, dude.
Welcome back to this episode of the Naturals Pod. As always, I'm Uncle Kyle, seated on the couch next to me. The best goddamn podcast producer on the planet, Sweet Derek.
What up, Natty?
Sugar Lips, the producer.
I hope I don't get canceled for that, dude. I really didn't mean that.
Your sign is going to be a set of lips now, and it's going to say Sweet Derek. Like, the sign is lips for sure, dude. Come on, it'll be
fair.
Cool.
It is funny.
We'll do the Miami Vice lettering.
I mean, it is real. That was a real story, dude. That is real. That was funny.
People go crazy with all that stuff. The farthest that I really get... I've been taking the new big fad. I've been taking the Brian Johnson supplements. We mentioned it multiple times in the pod, the Project Blueprint. He's trying to reduce cellular aging, blah, 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 blah. I'm taking that. I'm taking NADs, liposomal MADs. I don't know what the fuck
even know
makes
what
that so special.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking
supposed
about.
Supposed to be good for you. We're giving her a try.
I don't know. Have you felt the difference?
I mean, as we're getting older and I'm creeping up on 40, I went from... Because the job I was on was kind of winding down, so we were really sitting around a lot. And then I got transferred to this other job, schedule change, and I'm actually working, climbing up and down ladders and building shit. And those first couple days, my body was just sore.
Yeah.
So I do find a lot of the little supplements and stuff definitely help.
Okay.
Like, it isn't insane, like, oh my God, I feel amazing, where they make it seem like it's going to be a life-changing thing. But... you can tell
faster recovery time.
You know, it's like using a little extended mileage oil in the car. You know, you're giving the old girl the stuff she needs to keep going.
That makes sense. I probably need to hit more of that stuff, to be honest and fairness.
I'll get you into it. I mean, we're trying to do the protein thing. We gotta find a protein that is right for you. We gotta find one that you'll really enjoy.
I don't hate the one that you gave me, but I don't like love it. But I feel like that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're meant to be like, ooh, this tastes really good. I don't know if that exists, is what I'm saying.
Well, if we get to the point where you're eating pretty regularly and, you know, because of your diet, you're maybe doing more of the carnivore thing and we're on a schedule and we're going to the gym a few times a week. When we get to the point where we can really ramp up and do an ass kicking workout after the gym, you'll be like fiending for that shake because it makes you feel better. Like your body, when you have that shake and you're just drinking it, you're not going, this is yummy. You're just going, fuel the body.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better, and like it helps in your recovery.
I can see that, and like I said, it was fine. It's fine. It's just not like it's not like I'm like, ooh, I really want to down this quickly. It's not like a delicious milkshake.
And massages are just fire. We've talked about that so many times. I've been getting massages. I haven't been doing it consistently lately.
But I did lightly touch on this. I'm not a big fan of massages, dude. Like, they're cool, but I don't love them.
Because you want it to be a light touch that caresses
your body. Yeah, I don't need it to be like beat me up and fuck me up. And some people love that shit. Because you want to get fucked up kind of, don't you?
Well, come on now. This isn't like on some dominatrix type shit. No, but like, no, but I want them to release the tension from the muscle. But to your point, sometimes a little hurty. And then especially if it's a tiny woman, you're just like grabbing the table. She's like, is that pressure okay? And a fucking single tear is rolling down your cheek. And you're like,
you go, it's fine.
It's rough.
Yeah, I get it.
But they're good. And especially like you got to do a little body maintenance as you get older. And it does help. So I didn't get into it when we were talking about it in the episode. But after the new year, beforehand, and I went to Disneyland, you know, and she finished her semester in nursing school. Right? Yeah. You know, and I wanted to treat her. She wanted to get a massage before we went to Disneyland and get a little relaxation in. And I have my little Massage Envy membership, which is just a vanilla experience. Like, this is the no happy ending zone. If you're someone that goes into a Massage Envy thinking that someone is going to touch your genitals, you're a crazy person. Like, there are places for that. It's not Massage Envy. You need to go to the right place if you want pee-pee touches, okay? And Massage Envy is not that. Like, it's not the spot.
Yeah, it's a respectable establishment that just gives you a regular massage, and there's nothing weird about it. A therapeutic
massage.
Correct. Because I will say, we live in the times, and we touched on this last episode, but, like, people just, like, get to weird points, and they're like, I can't just get a massage. And it's just like, what? Just get a massage, dude. Don't be weird, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this in the other one. I do slightly agree,
and you can tell me if I'm wrong, there is a little bit of, a massage is kind of sexual. Like, a massage is kind of sexual. It kind of is, dude. Like, you're rubbing someone's body.
I don't agree that a massage is sexual.
You don't?
Oh, I will say a massage is intimate because someone is touching your body.
Okay, yeah.
Like, in certain instances, you're just kind of like... I mean, sexual is an aggressive word. And I wouldn't say while I'm being rubbed every time, because some of these are older gals where I'm like, ooh, she wants to take off my clothes and ravage my body.
Okay, but you know what I meant as far as...
Like, yeah, it's an intimate experience. They're touching your body. Yeah, otherwise, if somebody came up to you and was just like, let me massage your legs a little bit, you'd say, what the fuck are you doing? Get off of me. Like, you would not receive that touch. When you get a massage, you're consenting to somebody to tell me I'm wrong. You'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Ah, you kick them off immediately. Get them right out.
That would be weird as fuck.
That'd be insane. I'll assault you. Get the fuck out of here.
What if the person comes behind you and does the shoulder thing? That's a con?
That's a fucking code red. I've had a couple dudes in construction. No. Don't you ever fucking do that. I will get so angry immediately. I will get really? So... Oh, yeah.
And upset.
Especially if it's a man. Like, that's upsetting. I really don't like being touched by dudes, honestly.
Well, yeah, dude. You've done it in some episodes and stuff, including Jeff's, when you were, like, holding hands. It is generally uncomfortable for you. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're the same way. Do you want to fucking hold hands right now?
No.
Come on.
Nope.
Little bump?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm the same way. Yeah, I'm not denying that I'm not the same way. I get it, dude. I just don't. Yeah, cool.
But it's to your point. It's an intimate thing. It is awkward for a lot of people. And I don't even think that's weird.
Okay,
like, that's
cool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A perfectly normal human thing to go, ooh, I don't know if I want this stranger, like, touching my body. That's why it is nice. Like, I would say similar to the relationship that you have with a barber or a tattoo artist or somebody that you see regularly, you develop a rapport with them.
Yeah.
And they know, like, what you need and keep you tuned up.
I would say, like, for me, like, I know it's, like, maintenance. It's probably way better because of, like, what you do for a living. But a massage for me is kind of like a vacation treat. It's something that I would do, like, on a vacation. It's not something need to do it every month or something.
I mean, you really have to do it consistently to see the benefit of it. Yeah. But it also depends on your lifestyle because, like, respectfully... You are not as active as I am physically in my job. Like, correct. In my job, I have to be moving constantly, whereas, like, the things that you've done and with the editing, you're kind of static.
Yeah.
So for you, you wouldn't need to get it less, but, like, when I really lock in and am getting them once a week, it definitely helps.
Oh, okay. Like, so you feel like it does help your recovery and, like, feel better.
Do you want to be broken and old and fucked up later on, or do you want to still have, like, a pretty decent life for a little short-term pain?
Yeah.
So anyways, I can only give out... the massages and massage envy every once in a while. I pay $75 a month for a one hour massage.
But if you're using it once a week,
it is pretty discounted in comparison
to good if you were to buy one every week.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I have them banked up, so it's kind of nice so I can use them. I just wish I could give them out more. Like, if you wanted to get a massage.
Yeah, maybe I should try it one more time just to see, you know? Because I only went once.
So you might want to check out the K-Spa because this shit was an experience. So I couldn't take her to Massage Envy, and their prices are crazy. But she was like, "There's this Asian spa." I don't know if that's like inappropriate to say? It's an Asian spa. Yeah, have I been canceled? It's an Asian spa. It's a Korean Asian spa. They're very Korean. It's Korean people.
How did you find out about this place?
She looked it up. Hannah, we've gone over this. She is a review like looker and somebody who like really looks up. I just fire away. I'm like, that's where we're going. Whatever. So she looked it up. They had a reasonable price for a couple's massage where we're in the same room and there's two masseuses and everything. So I was like, all right, that'll be fun. That'll be cool. And since I'm somebody who's familiar with getting massaged, this isn't a weird or awkward situation for me. And we had done it at Massage Envy before because they have a little couple's room, which is nice. those fucks just won't let me use my hours the way I want to, even though you've taken my money. So you're cheap. Anyways. So
a tangent of anger.
So we go to this place. It's called K-Spa. You go in the
already
door.
Questionable though, K-Spa. My man. I'm just gonna be honest, dude. You're already teetering in the line.
Yeah.
My friend,
so
you're in
the
fire.
The second you get in the door, the first thing I didn't like about dark? This place, it was dimly lit. I will say yep. this, it was dimly lit. The first thing I didn't like about this place,
curtains on the windows,
is the same thing that I don't like about YMCA gymnasiums. YMCA. Is it just reeked of like bleach and chlorine? It just feels like this place has been sanitized routinely. You know?
Yeah, I don't like that smell either.
Yeah, it's not great. And also, it's like, why do we need to bleach that heavily? What the fuck is going on here? What kind of germs are we trying to assassinate
or
with all these cleaning products?
Yeah.
Then on the door, because they have a little waiting area, and then there's a door to go in the back.
Yeah, I've been inside.
And they have all kinds of shit. They'll do the cupping. Have you seen that where they suck little cups
onto you?
Yeah,
I haven't experienced it, but yeah. I remember you said it was kind of mid, and you talked about it in the episode.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I feel like it relieved me, but I had little brown dots. I looked like a cow with 27 tits like all over my back because there was little brown spots all over my back.
When we saw it, was like, whoa. But it went away pretty quick, I feel like.
It stuck around for like at least 2 weeks. Like it took a while for that shit to dissipate,
okay.
But it's supposed to be good for you. I wanted to try it. I don't regret it.
Okay.
And they have shit where they'll hit you with these wood instruments, all kinds of stuff to loosen you
wood
up.
Instruments.
And I think they
I've
even
had the
did
rocks.
Waxing there.
Have
sure.
The
they did
the
hot,
here,
stones
the hot stones
as well
or whatever. That feels kind of nice.
Those kind of fuck me
sometimes
up.
Those are too hot though. Yeah.
Yeah. So right on the door, it said in big letters, no happy ending. Okay. Like, I feel like if you're an Asian spa, you need to let people know up front, or this is like a ruse. So
that's
the
what
police
I'm saying.
Don't raid
yeah,
that motherfucker.
Dude, it's someone like, we're not doing this.
I mean, have you ever been somewhere where you know that jerks are getting dicks are getting jerked? And you're like, that's their little, like, do you think that's a common thing?
I feel like I've been inside one and a similar one to you that was like, it was seedy, but I was generally going for a couple's massage.
Regular massage, no happy ending. Signs on the door.
It had that vibe where I was like, oh, they probably do some, there's some probably some questionable things that happen here. But also, I am the person, and I'm not going to go on a super long tangent about this.
Well,
I just want to touch on
time.
Yeah, I just want to briefly touch on this because I don't. This is like teetering on like not political, but I truly think that things like that, escorts, whatever you may will, I don't think it should be illegal in this country. I feel like as long as there's regulations on it, it's two consensual people being okay and it's safe.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I don't care. If you want to jerk a dick and you want to get your dick jerked and there's an agreed upon price and everybody acts normal and cool, then fine.
It's never free. You're paying for it anyways, man. So...
So anyways, and the rest of the sign was funny because it basically said, we will not massage you in your glute.
Well, they probably
groin,
also say there's some places
area,
that want you
chest
to get naked
or
too, which is weird, right? With
like,
a towel.
I do undies.
Yeah,
I'm never going to go full nude.
Yeah,
there's just, no reason for me to have my underwear off. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fucking Mormon. I don't know how to tell.
But going would be even kind of weird too.
No,
like,
got to have minimum undies
boxers
on.
Underwear.
Minimum undies on. I would never do that. I've never been in a place that was like, take all of your clothes off. Like, I keep my undies on. They say dress to your comfort level or whatever. So we get back to the room. I'm used to the ones that move up and down at Massage Envy.
Yeah.
This place just has this kind of strangely sloped where your ass is kind of like, this is your ass. Your ass is kind of like up.
Your ass
up,
is like in the air?
It's up a little bit. It's up a little bit. It's not a lot. It's not like where like, if somebody came up behind me, they'd have a really good angle to fuck me. type of angle, but it's up there.
That's
it's higher than
weird.
I'd like it to be. I'd prefer to have my ass on a flat plane.
A little strange.
And then they have like a little ottoman for your feet that could move around, which I also thought was weird. So they get into it. First thing, bless Hannah for fixing this for me. First things first, when they came in, there was a man and a woman masseuse, and I was going to get massaged by a man. She immediately corrected that. Because as I've explained in the past, I just don't want to get rubbed by a man. That's it. Period. End statement. It's
you know, it's crazy.
I feel like the majority of men are the same way.
I don't want to be massaged by another man.
Women are strong enough and have got the job done for me. I don't need a man. I just want
to
be touched by a woman.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yep.
Period. end statement. So Hannah fixed that. She was like, ooh,
okay, cool.
Woman for him.
So you, that's cool that you didn't have to say
top to your girlfriend. All right, I respect that. She nipped in the bud. I didn't have to say a word. She fixed it. So they're massaging, and it's pretty cool. And I'm usually a massage envy. They kind of use the underwear as a border, and they don't lift the sheet or go past that.
That
they
makes
keep
sense.
You
yep.
covered.
Yeah.
This place knew no fucking boundaries. Because at a certain point, she just like grabs the sides because I wear boxer briefs. I like same. A boxer brief because yeah. it's support and comfort yep. at the same time. Yep. And she kind of like slides. I would imagine that this is an erotic experience for women, and it's a great feeling when you're a guy pulling down a woman's panties and they just slide down. You're like, time to go to Happy Town. She slid my undies down, and my ass cheeks were two-thirds out.
Two-thirds?
Two-thirds.
Oh, damn. In so what air. Happened to the no glutes, dude? You're about to get all
I
the
thought
glutes.
You were staying away from my ass cheeks, and I got a small one, so you had to go out of your way to expose my tiny little ass.
Did it feel
like, what
nice,
the fuck
though?
Is this? I mean, it felt great. Because she did. Like, me and my girlfriend had talked about this because the dude rubbed her ass too. We had a post game conference because I was like, she got all up in, not in my ass, but she
did butt crack.
She rubbed my cheeks, dog, and I'm embarrassed at how amazing it felt because it was great to have my ass cheeks
dude,
rubbed by this Asian
about,
woman.
Then? It sounds nice
because I felt vulnerable with my face down, ass up. In a room and my underwear is two-thirds, like if you spread my cheeks you could get access to the hole. The underwear was not covering that part, so it's a real vulnerable situation to
so
be
you
in.
Would have preferred she massage it over your boxers maybe?
No ass.
Oh, just
leave
no
the
ass.
I got a girlfriend for that. I'll let my girlfriend rub my ass
even
if
though
she
you
would
said
be
it was
so
great.
Kind it felt amazing. It's terrific. I don't know if I could do it again because it made me feel dirty,
but if nothing else inappropriate happened after that, what's wrong with that, buddy? You like
well,
your butt cheeks.
Okay, so the other thing is
it's a muscle.
They try to do it is. They try to do add-ons in the massage.
Yeah, of course.
And they just whisper it in your ear, which I would
ooh,
imagine.
That's kind of
like
that's already
like how do they do it?
Dude.
Do they just like slide a finger onto your ball sack and go, "This okay?"
Yeah.
$120. Roll over. I'll get a warm washcloth. Because they were whispering and like, I don't know what the fuck you want. Because she's not saying, would you like me to do use CBD cream on your back? Your shoulders are tight and it's an extra $10. She was just like, ooh, strong man. Your shoulder very tight. CBD oil? And I said, sure, run it. She's like, okay,
she
so you
man.
Want me? Oh, yeah. Right in front of Hannah, fucking I heard her next to me. She was loving this was a comedy show for
shit,
Hannah.
Dude,
oh, it was
shit.
Fucking hilarious. She compliments me
man,
and then's like
CBD.
CBD oil for your strong shoulder. And I don't know that she wants money, right? So
but
Hannah's
you gotta assume, dude, you gotta be
oh, yeah.
smart better than that. This
oh, yeah.
free. This ain't
so
free.
Hannah's laughing her fucking ass off and this we go back and forth three times. I'm like, yep, CBD, cool, huh? Do it. And Hannah just rolls, like turns her head to my side and she goes, it's extra money. Do you want to pay for it? And I said, how much? She goes, $10. I said, okay.
What do
you want it? That's what she sounded like. This is a Korean spot. I'm not being disrespectful. This is what she sounded
okay,
like.
Okay, yeah. So you said, okay, sure. And I would imagine.
Yeah, and Hannah wanted it too.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I was like, $10. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually believe in the CBD thing. I've used that from
it is helpful.
I actually think it does help.
It is helpful.
Good,
I agree. Oh man, it was so funny when it was first really coming out.
Strong man.
My dad, bless him, is you know he'll have a beer every once in a while. He smoked weed when he was in his 20s and never did it again. Like my dad's just a pretty clean guy, but. You know, with the whole like maintenance and doing massages stuff, he's trying to kind of maintain himself and
oh,
do
he does
some
it too?
Things.
Okay.
Well, he stopped doing it because at a certain point
he went to K-Spa.
Did you, Dad? No. He was taking it orally, and it comes in a dropper. Well, if you look on the bottle of most of them, it says you know take 2 to 3 drops. Da, 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 da.
Don't tell me he took
a dad was just ripping a full droppy. Whoa. So he was going to an insane level of peacefulness.
this happened? Like, woo.
And I think he stopped it because he was getting into his current job. And I think sometimes if you take certain dosages of that, it can make you pop in a drug test and you want to not get the job. But anyway, so they do that. And then she hit me again. She's like, oh, cupping.
She didn't give you a compliment this time.
And I'm like, sure, cupping.
For your bull-like body.
Cupping. For your body is so strong. Cupping, release your tension. So
that's crazy.
So Hannah had to hit
you
me.
You were all
it again.
In, dude. You're an easy
and I
upsell.
Did. Oh,
bro.
Yeah. I mean, but they make
upsell.
You feel fucking guilty if you don't do it. Like, that's why I don't want to go to a place like that. Because if they were like, touch your penis, I'd be like, God,
dude,
if I say no,
dude, you know what
no,
sucks
I'd
is if you say no, and then she's just like, is this pressure okay?
That's what I'm saying. What if they punish you because you don't let them upsell? Yeah. I mean, the upsells aren't too crazy. So I did the cupping too. Because I had never tried it. It low-key hurt. I feel like she left them on there a little longer because they essentially, like, I think they put a little alcohol in the cup, they light it on fire, and then it creates a vacuum and it sucks onto your skin. And it's, like, at first I was like, oh, this is kind of tight. Like, I feel like a Super Saiyan in a tank, and they're just like...
Oh, you felt it? Like,
oh, yeah, it was
like
sucking.
Weird.
It was,
that'd feel like
it was pretty
strange,
intense.
Yeah.
It was, I don't like, I'm not that. A bitch. Low-key painful.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, it was fun. The massage was decent, and it was an experience. But it was the whole like ass out thing was crazy because it was just like it was
the fact the tables like angled that way is strange because I've never.
Well,
like,
and
had
they're
a table
talking
like that.
In fucking That's... Korean the whole time, and they're laughing. He fucking let out a couple of pretty like gnarly burps while he was massaging
what?
Hannah, and I think he kind of like. Like blew it away and she was like I smelled this motherfucker's burps and it was crazy
yeah so it's probably not normally the these like these dumb like
yeah I mean
here.
So if I went back I would be like can I get a flat table and when you're rubbing my ass just put a towel over your hands so it's like under the covers
okay so you would
undercover.
Though you would accept the butt cheek just
I mean honestly Hannah can I get a little cheek massage that shit you know I'll put a little oil on it don't slap it the one time I was getting in the shower and she slapped my ass and it wasn't like a good you know when you go to like slap somebody in the ass or even a high five you want the like good clap
yeah,
and sometimes you miss and it's not good
yeah or the thud
so she did kind of a shitty ass slap so I was like come on do it and she slapped the dog shit out of my ass cheek. Ow. It hurt so hard, so I will not be asking for that again.
Ouch.
But a little cheek rubs, you know? Okay. So the other... Oh, shit. Oh, out of topic question.
You mean out of pocket? You said topic.
I said out of topic? Out of pocket. Whatever. Hit the intro, Derek.
Yeah, dude, out of pocket questions, dude. Let's go, man. We got some good ones. And this time we each have a question to give each other out of each pocket, right?
Don't pull 2/3 of my pants down, but get it. It's in my back right pocket.
Okay. Back right? Okay. Ooh, you strong man.
My ass is super hot and sweaty.
Here's my.
Let me reach in your pocket.
Nope.
Fine.
There you go. Gift. Pigeon carrier to you, dude. Out of pocket questions. Let's go. If you want to give us some out of pocket questions, hit us up thenaturalspod@gmail.com. Hit us up on IG socials. You could DM us. We'll throw your questions on here. And you know what? If we pick one of your questions, you can win some free merch.
Is it me first this time?
I don't care. How you feeling?
Okay. I think you went first the last time. Okay. This is a petty. My response to this question is extremely petty. It
well,
says,
but that's why I thought it would be. A great question for you out of pocket because
question.
You have pennies.
Okay. If you were a ghost, who would you haunt first? Why and how? I don't. What is the why part of it?
Like, why would you want to haunt them?
And how? What
and
do
then
mean,
how? Like,
what
how would you do the hauntings? Like, what are you going to do to, like, fuck
if
with them? Like, are you going, like, the Frighteners type crazy?
First,
are you doing Casper level haunting?
Oh, yeah.
What
I'm being
doing?
A total piece of shit. I'm absolutely terrorizing her. My ex-girlfriend from my early 20s.
Oh,
her name's Allie. She's a terrible person. She treated me horribly. I'm going to shit on you for no less than a period of 3 months. It's going to be the worst 3 months of your entire life. I will haunt the dog shit out of you.
What kind of shit are you doing?
Paranormal activity type shit. Like, you're going to be in the kitchen and then bang! bang! Oh, all the fucking damn. Cabinets open.
You're going full scary mode.
You will not
dude.
Die, but you will think you're going to die almost the entire time.
That's frightening, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. Would you like, if she was with someone, would you like possess the person and have them stand over her like in the middle of the night, like paranormal
activity? That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Put that on the list. She was a terrible, you know what,
I
hope she's doing okay, but she was a terrible person and she was terrible to me.
It was your first, your first heartbreak, right?
No, high school was definitely my first heartbreak, okay. But she was like,
first heartbreak of feel,
she was like pretty bad because I did care about her and she was a fucking mess and she took me on some crazy rides and was also an absolute to me. Bleep it, Derek.
Damn, dude. All right. I respect it. That's funny though. That's crazy. What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room? Now, is this my hotel room? Like, I'm walking into the hotel room and I'm like, oh, dead body. Is it already my hotel room and I'm coming back and then there's just randomly
first
a dead
of all
body?
If you're here right now and you like these topics, go over and follow us over on Instagram and answer the polls to these questions, because we would like to know, who would you haunt, why and how, and what would you do? I don't know, because that's an insane... Do you want me to give you a scenario?
I guess, in my opinion, the scenarios could change depending on how this is like...
Let's just assume it's your room. You've checked in, and you kind of milled about. Maybe you went and torched off $100 in a slot machine,
so I'm
and
already
then you're going up
in.
To the room. So let's just say... 30 minutes to an hour has passed since you checked in and you haven't gone up to the room and now you're going up to the room. Boom, you check in, body in the room. DB, just like you walk in right in the living room, they're just somebody dead. Like, what do you do?
And not someone that clearly works there, like a housekeeper or something.
Bring, 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 bring. Your phone rings. It says unknown on the phone. You answer it. They tell you. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm giving you the scenario. They tell you.
No, because this is
you're
frightening.
You're going to be... This crime is going to be pinned on you. You better get out of there while the getting is good. Like, what are you doing?
This sounds like a nightmare, dude. That would be frightening.
I mean, typical normal situation, are you just like, oh, fuck, police? And are you simultaneously worried like, ooh, are they going to think I killed this person?
Well,
like, this is scary.
Yeah, that's why this situation would suck. Because it's like, okay, my first response would already be like, oh, this is fucked up. Second response is like, oh my God, they're going to think I did this and I had nothing to do with this. So do I call the police?
But like I feel like in your situation, you're like, I've done nothing wrong. I haven't touched anything in this room. Surely everything will be fine. And this is just like,
but
a
you
crazy
have touched stuff
story.
In the room because I checked in. So
let,
like,
no,
my
no, no.
Fingerprints
well, well, yeah, but like, no, 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 no. I'm saying you checked in and you didn't go to the room initially. Like, you went and got something to eat. And
oh,
then
okay.
Went
so
to the
I
room.
Haven't been.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Room.
This is your first time
going
into
the
room.
Oh, okay.
So like, you really haven't touched anything
then
other
I'm
than
instantly
the door.
Closing the door and going down to the front desk and going, honestly, it's really
check
good.
Out
your manager. There appears to be a non-living person in that room. Need to call the ambulance.
You better get a fucking deluxe free stay for the dead body in the room.
That would be insane, dude. I don't even, depending on how gnarly it was, I don't know if I'd want to like stay there.
Okay, so let's just say you're in a situation where you know somehow you have been framed for this. Like, what do you do? Do you try to stuff it into a suitcase or
whoa.
Like, you have to, let's just say the scenario is you got to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. Like, somehow this will be a problem for
but
you.
But don't you think that'll fuck you over, that now you're like an accomplice to the murder? So like, if you get caught, you're just fucked.
Don't get caught.
I don't think I could do that, dude. No, I don't think I could do that.
So you would just throw yourself at the mercy of the law. What if somebody, what if the fix was in?
Know that I did nothing wrong.
What if it was on like, there's
okay, but that's my thing is like, I know I love these type of movies, but if the fix was in, I'm not a fucking 007 agent, dude. I'm not some badass that has fucking weapon tactical gear and connections with like, run their information to know who I'm talking to. Where did this phone number come from? Trace it back like that you fucking do in a movie. What am I going to do? It's what the fuck am I going to do? I'm not a badass. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. I'm going to get
a practical
smoked.
Response.
Yeah. I'm just being real. Like, it sucks to be like, I just gotta do, but it's like, to me, it's the right thing to do. I didn't do anything wrong. I pray that they solve and figure out how this happened, and hopefully just natural causes from the last person to stay in this room. But I just don't think I want to take the gamble of like hiding a body and then also like trying to
I've been
to, like,
around dead bodies, but discovering one would be like,
discovering one would be pretty gnarly, dude. Gnarly. Yeah. Okay. So, but no, I think,
practical response. Yeah.
I don't think I could do anything like as far as like a crazy response in that one, but that would be like, that would be a brutal situation, dude. That would be a crazy situation. There was one time where real quick little story is because I worked in hotel management for a long time, so I do have a lot of fun hotel stories. But there was one time when I worked at, it's called the OEO now, but it used to be the Hooters Hotel and Casino, which is already kind of a shithole, but it was like my first hotel town when I was young.
That hotel was a bunch of different things. Yeah, it smells changed, like an abandoned cruise.
It hasn't been like renovated or updone, and I still don't even think now, dude. It's fucking...
They just slap a fresh coat of paint over everything.
Yeah, it's rough, it's dude. Gross. But anyways, as you'd guess, a lot of people that stay there run their stay, don't pay the bill or whatever, and you have to like go. I was a supervisor, so I have to go up with security and like kick someone out of a room, dude.
You gotta make you have evictions. To kick them out.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, I physically had to do that. And I remember going up to this one, and I remember going in, and it was a girl, and she was like in the bathtub, which also like, why wouldn't you say like, hey, I'm bathing, right? Like, why are you having us come in? Because the bathroom's like right there.
Door?
We did.
And she said,
and
she's come,
like,
in.
Come in, because it was like, because security can unlock it.
Maybe she had some dick on the way, dude. Maybe you were not the
surprise.
So
then
she was
we see
for.
Like the water moving, and we're like, what the fuck? And then I see a toad hopping in the fucking bathroom. Then I see another one. Long story short, she pulled out 16 toads and had the little pet things, and we had to put 16 toads on a bell cart and walk her out, and some dude picked her up, and I think they were like the licking toads, like where you get high off the toads, because someone was like, I think she was getting high with the toads.
Oh.
And was just in a bathtub with just
are you talking about the
toads.
Ones where they like use it to like dose themselves as a psychedelic? Wow, that's weird.
It was weird as fuck.
It's getting so, freaky with some toads. Yes. That's a weird
it was weird, dude. It was like, is this real, dude? I felt like that. Yeah,
fetish.
Yeah, it was already weird, and I'm like, what kind of fucking weird is this? It's funny when you have things happen in life that feel like they're fake but they're real. It's like, whoa. But
shit is hella weird.
Anyways, out of pocket questions.
Boop. All right, we're gonna do a man quiz right now. I'm feeling very manly. Earlier I had to climb on the roof to cut some pieces of branch out of the tree. I nearly fell once.
You didn't. Did. I'm glad you didn't. That was frightening.
We survived.
That
I cleaned the
sketch.
Roof. Derek has some videos. He'll insert me being manly on the roof chopping the tree.
It's hilarious.
When men were men, this is how we mowed lawns in America. I'm a walking OSHA violation. Yeah, well, just keep up the walking part.
Anyways, it begs the question, and Derek and I are going to do this as
we're
going to
do this as a unit, right? So I guess we're going to like we're going to fuse
we are
like, together.
What man we
we're
are together, man,
yeah,
man and machine combine.
So we're gonna go through the questions. We're gonna answer. I don't even know. We kind of just pulled this up, so I don't even know what the response is gonna be.
Yeah,
like is it gonna make fun
weird.
Of us? Is it gonna say you're 80% man or
Derek will know, throw up the link if you want to do the quiz at the same time of us, or if you're in the live chat. Throw up your answers.
I hope it's
in
not
there,
a bunch of questions.
We will
either,
see.
But we'll see. We're gonna
what
get
happens.
This.
We're gonna see what kind of male are we? Are we all a right. couple of real men?
So what's your favorite city? And it looks like there's gonna be five answers on this one. New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, where we live. That's funny. Florida or other.
First of all, it says what's your favorite city?
City and it's
and
New
since
York.
When is Florida a goddamn city? Okay.
That's a good point.
Error one.
Whoever made this already sucks, dude.
Florida man and Florida woman are real. Like if you're from Florida, it's just Florida. It doesn't matter which part of Florida,
I guess that
you're
is
just
true.
Florida.
Yeah.
That
I've never
shit
watched
is wild.
It. Yeah.
And the fact they have other, how are they ranking you on this with
because
the other
maybe you
selection?
Just don't have a preference on this. I feel like New York is like very like, I'm fucking taking on the world. I'm Mr. Business Finance. I'm gonna rule the world with a righteous
captain's
LA
industry.
Is kinda I'm going to be an actor and I'm gonna brother and woo. vegan, free bird kind
of
thing.
I'm a vegan.
Vegas, I just feel like you come here to die, gamble, and be a degenerate, and maybe party in your full kind of
we
chaos
live here,
mode.
Though, yeah. So there are living people.
And then Florida, which I've only been to Florida once, but Florida is like, you hear the craziest shit happen out of Florida, sure. Regardless of the city.
Any article that starts with Florida man,
I personally, for me, I would go other. I wouldn't think any of those cities are my favorite. What are you feeling?
Okay, Derek's going to go other. And now this is how we're going to decide a split. We're going to flip a bottle cap because this podcast is in Las Vegas and I'm born and raised. And, of course, I have to flick.
Oh, because you don't agree with
Las
other?
Vegas.
Well, what would be the other option?
You said Las Vegas or other.
No, I just said other.
You said other, and I said Las Vegas. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you think this is your favorite
city? So do you want that side to be you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Bang! Las Vegas it is! Yes, pick up the cap of destiny. You can flip it next time. You can flip it next time, Derek.
Okay. Sorry, people Las that Vegas. Live here and we live here. It's not my favorite city. But all right, scroll to the next question. Okay, interesting. What animal would you want to be? Tiger, lion, elephant, dog, cat. I feel like tiger and lion are super close, but elephant, dog, or cat. Well, I'm sure shit not picking cat. So if we're just axing that out, come on, we're not picking cat.
Yeah, cat would not be my first choice. I would say if you want longevity, if you want to live a long time,
elephant.
You go with elephant. Yeah.
I was thinking elephant or lion.
Badass choice.
Yeah.
I'd even say tiger because they're in the jungle, dude.
Yeah, tiger's like known for like
being solitary predators, and they're just the apex.
I feel like tiger is the apex one to pick to be a man. So
if
we're trying to be a man, then tiger's.
Let us know if you're picking lion or anything else. I would say second choice for me, elephant, just for the longevity. But tiger, just because it's
and elephants could still fuck everything up, dude.
Yeah, elephants still scary. Yeah.
All right. What's the most important thing for you? It's my family. It's my lover, nothing else, which there's no way that's the manliest one to choose. Sorry.
My ladies. Lover.
Money matters the most to me. Success is the most important thing. Fame, fame, fame.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to say my answer to this to me would obviously be it's my family, but I also include.
Thank God you didn't say it's my lover.
It's my lover. nothing else.
Nothing else is crazy.
Fuck you, Derek, and this podcast.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
No. But like family. I include a lot of people in that aren't necessarily related to me. Like they're also the your adopted family and people that you want to be around.
I would say like very close second for me. Cause I agree with you. I think family is the most important, but I would say for me, success is the most important thing. Cause I just like to be successful in things I do in life. I don't want to do them to just be bad at them. I think it's very gratifying to be successful in things, but I agree that it's my family. Like family is always going to be.
I mean, we could flip on
the number
it, but
one.
I would say success would be my second. Okay, I would say consolation.
Because fame, I don't want fame.
Yeah,
fame would
fame.
Suck.
Fuck
money's
fame.
Cool, but it doesn't matter.
Enough
the most,
fame to make a decent amount of money, but still be able to live a private life. That's the sweet spot.
Ooh, this is weird. Okay, if you could pick one smell, provide it to smell like for the rest of your days, which one would you pick? Oh, so you have to smell like this forever. Smell like a Mexican bar and grill. Smell like spices. Smell like leather and hair conditioner. Smell like sweat and pride, or smell like jail and cologne, dude. This is a
who
crazy
in the fuck
question.
Are pissing, picking the first or last options?
Smell like
those
jail
are
and
both
cologne
just aggressive,
correct.
Dude.
And a Mexican bar and grill is insane. I would say for me, if we're going manly, I'm picking leather and hair conditioner, dude.
Hair conditioner smells fantastic. If you don't like the smell of leather, you're not American. You can get the hell out.
What was it when you said, when you talk about, it's kind of close to it, but when you talk about dudes you like, you say they're like sandalwood.
They smell like sandalwood
and whatever.
Men, like an earthy, scenty, spicy man.
Yeah, okay. If you could do one of things right now, which would it be? Spray mace in someone's face, then try to connect with them on a personal level. That's insane. Take a woman to a thing that she loves. Drink while sporting a bad Mexican accent. I don't understand that. Go to Germany and sing and go running in slow motion
so get
afterwards.
Drunk and be racist. Cool. That's fucking insane.
Who wrote this, dude. Go be a great sports star, then resort to doing lame commercials after hosting a failed comeback from an old TV series. Jesus.
The bottom one feels like a personal shot.
Yeah. That's insane. It does. Why is it so personal? These ones are hard, dude. I don't know. Spray mace in someone's face and then try to connect with them on a personal level is insane.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, I feel like the sentimental choice is take a woman to that thing that she loves, because we can always grin and bear it as fellas. Yeah. And even oftentimes, like you would like the same thing. But I would say the most victimless choice is
go to Germany and sing
and go running in slow motion afterward. I don't know why the fuck that's an option, but we have to pick that one, please.
No, but I feel like running in slow motion, dude. What is that? I don't know. That feels weird. Like a start of a musical.
But nobody's
going to
get upset about
dude.
That. Nobody's going
to
get upset.
I would
about
rather
that.
Probably go and take a woman to a thing that she loves, dude. Because like okay. You're being a man, okay. You're taking her out, yeah. And you get like pride from that. Yeah. And you know what? That leads to like
great.
Some further great.
This is surprising for me that is your top choice. Okay. Click it. Right, okay. Cool.
What kind of woman would you date? A lady with a good physique, a blonde named Linda, or someone whose name starts with L? Well, first of all, you're not really a blondes guy, so I know that's out the window.
Yeah, and fucking Linda's.
Yeah, Linda.
I'm just not a Linda guy. Right, like, yeah. That name's a turn off.
Yeah, agree. Or, but it says, or someone whose name starts with an L. So like Laura.
Linda, Laura, fuck them all. Like, no.
You can have any woman you want. Why choose just one? Nah, I don't like that. That's
a slutty choice.
I mean, yeah, that's like you look like a model or you're a professional athlete, and I get it, but also it's just kind of a douchey thing. I thought my car was company enough for me. No, that's pathetic. Woman, ha. Who needs a woman you're interested as interesting as me?
Dude,
there is not
a single good choice.
Yeah, these are
all
terrible,
all
dude. I'm going to say...
Let's be douchebags. A lady with a good physique. No.
Yeah,
nah,
I was
going to
say that.
I feel like a piece of shit for
yeah,
picking
I know,
that one, though.
But the other ones suck, dude. I'm not choosing, you can have any woman you want. Why choose one? Or woman, ha, who needs
yeah,
a woman. It's got to be a lady
yeah,
with a good physique, dude. It's the only good option,
all the,
man.
I'm just going to say this, and we can put an asterisk next to this goddamn question. The only reason we're choosing that is because all the other answers suck.
Yeah, whoever wrote this quiz
is,
yeah.
This is hilarious. I want to know what the results are.
Me too.
This
is hilarious. Yeah, this is hilarious. What words would you most likely use to describe yourself? A great aroma comes from my manly body.
Oh, yeah. And I moisturize. Look good, smell good.
I'm the most interesting man in the room. Don't screw with me, you will regret it. Dude, what is this? Kyle's fucking biography, dude? I look great. My leather
That's
compliments me. No, I compliment the leather. I have great muscles and a big belt. What else do I need, brother? What? Why would a big belt be?
Top one.
It's got to be the top one. Right? I knew that was the one that instantly was
you know
saying
what?
The great aroma
Fellas.
For my manly body. It's like Old Spice.
Personal hygiene and self-confidence does wonders for you.
Agreed. Which
Smell
one would you
good,
rather have?
Good.
Great conditioned hair, big muscles, the life of outlaw crime stopping. It's like Red Dead Redemption. A horse and a great smelling body order. The interest of which I don't want to. That's like being a cowboy. I don't want to be a cowboy. The interest of everyone, which I already have.
I feel like even though you're a big evil guy, the life of outlaw crime stopping. Like if you could just randomly, like people were robbing a bank, you just walk in there, fuck them up. Subdue them.
It's
call
pretty
the police
badass.
And just dip and throw a hoodie
I mean,
up
that
and be
real
like,
life
I'm
story
here.
We talked about in a past pod about the dude going in and fucking up terrorists and shit. I mean, that's pretty fucking.
You're just
badass.
The unknown
yeah.
bad motherfucker
yeah.
who goes in there and goes,
yeah.
"You don't get to do that." Nope.
Yeah,
Shut
I think
it
that
down.
One's pretty badass. I think that's the best one. I don't care about big muscles. I don't want a horse
or a. If you stop an insane crime.
I would just say, though, to me, the interest of everyone is cool because there probably is moments where, like, when you're in the room stops because everyone's like, ooh,
but
look,
but that could
it's
be
you.
Exhausting because everybody wants to talk to you or they want to hear you talking about shit and maybe you just want
to. Don't you feel like you enjoy that to some degree, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Potting in real
oh,
life,
yeah,
though.
For sure.
So I'm just saying, like,
for
I could
sure.
see how you wouldn't hate
when
that.
When people
is what
are
I'm
laughing
saying.
And you can tell that they, you can tell that they're listening in on your conversation, it is. Kind of a fucking, like, you're like, oh, I'm funny as shit.
Yeah,
like,
you're on it because, like,
shit.
You make people laugh that are outside the conversation, which means you drew their interest.
I
want to
spread joy.
Yeah.
I want to make people happy. There's nothing that feels
that's
better
why
than
I
that.
Almost slightly want to pick this one only because it's so connected to the pod. But
flip it. Flip
okay,
it.
Okay, I think this is
flip
a flip
it.
One. Okay.
Yeah, I got a flip for that which one. Side? The top is Life of Outlaw Crime Stopping. We're stopping crime, people.
Damn, dude, you're winning every flip. Okay, we're stopping crime. I agree, it's badass. I don't think either one's wrong. What car would you drive? Okay. A talking black one. So we're going like Kit, right? Knight Rider.
He's got big lips. anyways. Who needs a car when you got a horse?
Whichever one somebody scrambles to get me first. Lame. A Jeep or van. Gross. A limo. These answers suck.
I'll take a black Tesla, and it's not because we support Elon. Next question.
You want a talking black one?
I mean, what other answer? Jeep or van?
Limo would be kind of sick.
You're going to get in an accident in that fucking day one. You want to drive a limo? You're going to drive a limo?
Oh, we have to drive it. Oh, okay. I meant more like someone's driving us.
My choice would be a Jeep or van because I would want, I don't want a Jeep. I would want the fucking A-Team van because that's a badass van. Tell me that's not a great van. Come on. Where are my van people at?
We're getting a talking black one, dude.
Okay.
Fine. For the lulz. And we're already trying to fight crime. Which power? Hopefully, this is the last one.
We're Knight Rider. Yeah. Step aside, David Hasselhoff. The boys are in now.
Which power would be the coolest to have? The power to smell like a real man.
I already do.
The power to run in slow motion.
This makes no sense.
The power to lift 1,000 men. So you're just strong as fuck. The power to have a good Mexican accent. Why is that on there again?
Why do they want people to have a Mexican accent? You are a racist, yeah. Then we know that this whole test was a sham. This is insane.
Why is that in two things now, dude? Why does that matter?
No. It's been in like four things. Mexican has been mentioned at least four times.
Accent?
I have no fucking idea.
Why are they obsessed with an accent of a Mexican? I guess because it's Did they consider it a sexy accent?
Derek will post the link to this survey, and you can tell us how it worked for you, because the answers on this are unhinged.
They really are. The power to make things right and bring people to the light.
Oh, that's the one. Come on, right? Come on. Or do you want to lift 1,000 men?
I like to be mean and devious in the dark side, so I'd rather lift 1,000 men and just be strong like the Hulk, dude. Just
super weird. Derek wants to lift men, but I'm on board with it.
Just really super strong. Which setting is better suited for you? A beach with hot lifeguards? Yes. The world is my best setting. Okay. On horseback or on a boat? A wrestling ring?
There's a lot of horse shit, too.
There is.
There's a lot of horse things.
Like cowboy stuff.
This is very horse, Mexican heavy.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
I know. This is very weird. Anywhere with people in need. That feels like a cop-out. I'm going to beach with hot lifeguards. That sounds pretty sick to me, dude. Just
sure.
A bunch of Pamela Andersons in their prime running
around. Or maybe they're dudes.
And the beach.
I have a girlfriend. I don't care about hot lifeguards, male or female. I have a girlfriend. That's all I'm going to say. I'm making the safe play for me and my future.
Then let me lead the way.
That's fine. If you want to click,
that's the one I'm clicking.
Lifeguards,
and that's
go.
Me. What's your favorite color? It's red,
blue,
brown, green, blue, black, blue, blue. Same. Blue is
blue.
Automatic.
Easy
black
lock-in.
Would be second for me because I do like
sure.
black. Are you aggressive? I feel like we're kind of the opposite on this a little bit.
Click it depends
on the
person,
which I think that's
fair. I feel like
fair.
That's a happy medium.
What type of physique do you have? Dude, look at the little pictures, dude. They look like
Pauly
D's.
They're all Ken dolls.
Yeah.
And the last guy has a micro penis for sure. They made his crotch look way smaller.
Muscular, rip, slim and sexy,
average.
Doesn't matter. We're just average.
Yeah.
I'm ripped, brother.
Average.
I feel like we're nearing the end here.
Yeah, it's 15.
What type
15,
of guy
question.
Are you? Oh, yeah, it was the last one. Handsome, interesting, strong, badass, loyal. I'm probably going loyal.
I agree. Loyal is a great answer because
yeah.
there is nothing more powerful in a man than being loyal and having loyal friends.
Yeah, correct. And even in relationships
and
stuff.
Man can achieve great things with loyalty and friends. Oh.
Oh, okay. We got most interesting man. You live life to the fullest, embracing adventure and charm with a full beard and a playful spirit. You're in life of every party. I mean, kind of true, dude. Confidence radiates from you and you don't shy away from showing your true self. Celebrate your uniqueness. Oh, I feel like we kind of crushed that.
We are the most interesting man. Get us a fucking Modelo immediately.
That's
fire.
Actually pretty good. I'm actually
man.
Really happy with
okay.
that.
Okay, fun
answer.
Survey.
That
it was really
fun.
Mexican
okay.
heavy.
Yeah, I don't understand the Mexican
horses.
Accent. I
Super
don't
strange.
Get it, but that was our That was a way of ending out the episode.
Okay, people, most interesting man. Send us your out-of-pocket questions. Follow us on the social media. Answer the polls and the questions and the stories. We love you, and we'll see you on the next one.